Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot On-Site Training. Need training for your Drupal web team? Lullabot's staff of expert Drupal trainers can come on-site to your place of work with a curriculum customized just for you. Past training clients include Stanford University, Arizona State University, Best Buy, The Economist, Popular Science, the U.S. Department of Commerce, Turner Broadcasting, and many more. We've trained thousands of new Drupal developers, and we'd be happy to get your team up and running with the knowledge they need to make your Drupal project a success. Visit lullabot.com/training or call 877-LULLABOT for more information.
My name is Khaled Bahayeldin, and I go by the name kbahay on drupal.org. I've been with Drupal for, since 2003 I started, and I've been doing various things. I contributed something like 37 modules the last time I counted them, like a year ago or something. I have some core patches, like the site offline feature, so that the maintenance feature when you are upgrading sites and stuff. And the other one is the hook watchdog, so that you can log in to various things other than the database. I've been known for performance and scalability stuff. My website, 2bits.com, which is my company that I run together with my wife, is basically focused on scalability and performance and all that. So there is a lot of articles there, and people keep saying, yeah, thank you for putting that up and all that. So being a long time in the community, we've done various things. We've mentored things for the Google Summer of Code. The first year, I think I did code reviews for WebCheck. And lots of people we've mentored over the year. I can't, of course, claim that because I mentored them, they wanted to be better or something like that. And actually, I'm on the security team, I'm on the infrastructure team. I'm also a member of the Drupal Association, so I'm a permanent member on the General Assembly. And that's me, that's Khaled. I live in Canada and operate out of there, originally from Egypt. That's why you have an accent there. So.
And so maybe talk about what you're going to be talking about here at DrupalCon in terms of, specifically the talk you're going to be giving about performance here.
Yeah, over the years we've done lots of performance assessment for clients, and clients approach us and they have a site and the site starts to grow, and either it's because it's misconfigured, whether it's in Drupal itself or the hosting environment, or they just outgrew their current infrastructure. They approach us and say, we want to diagnose what's going on and recommend solutions for us. So we go in and do performance analysis for them by any one of several methods. We can take a copy of their site and stress test it in our labs. We have servers sitting there that we use to test the performance, and then find out where the bottlenecks is and either fix them outright if they don't involve re-architecting, or we tell them you need to re-architect that part and which is slowing down the site. So the talk I'm giving is basically on a site that the talk says it's 2.4 million page views a day on a single server, but actually that's a lie, because I looked at the figures last week and it was 2.79. million. So it has grown in a month or whatever since I proposed the session. So this will talk about a real site that is running on minimal hardware. It's not really, it's a medium range server, but it's not a cluster. It's not, something with, four servers and multiple, web front ends and master slave and stuff like that. So if you're at DrupalCon, then attend the session and you can ask questions about that. But it shows that Drupal can scale with the correct mix of, the right client, the right mix of modules and how to use them and all that. So,
and so is there a lot of caching layers, or is a lot of server configuration files that you're tweaking, or what do you see as the order of the steps in terms of what are you looking at first and what are you doing when you're scaling a site like that?
What we found is that caching is important, but it's not the only thing. Sometimes you can enable caching on site and it doesn't buy you much. Just because, for example, in this client, they had all their content as PHP, and the PHP filter is not cacheable. So if you specify that the input filter for this node is PHP, by default, Drupal wouldn't cache it. And that was a problem early on in the cycle of tuning the site. It's always iterations and iterations. I like to use an approach of, you don't go and read the high-performance group and see that Boost is cool and Memcache, and then go ahead and implement them. The equivalent would be that you go to a doctor and say, I need a triple heart bypass. How did you reach that conclusion? Do you have a heart disease to begin with, or your chest pains are due to, acid reflux, for example? So basically, before you do that, you have to go and do proper diagnosis on where the problems are. And it's an iterative process. We found that no two sites are alike, and every site has their own mix of issues that prevent it from scaling. So a good diagnosis will result in a good treatment. So you never go to a pharmacist and go to a shelf and say, I want all the drugs on this shelf. Okay, that doesn't work. You know, you have to go first to a doctor. The doctor would recommend tests, and whether it's x-ray or lab tests, blood tests, urine tests, whatever it is, and then come up with a diagnosis saying, well, the diagnosis is so-and-so, and based on that, we either recommend the surgery or we recommend that you go on this medicine or you recommend that you do nothing at all. I mean, but before that diagnosis, you shouldn't prescribe any kind of solutions. And this is what we do. Customers come to us, you know, saying diagnose us. And basically, they don't come to us to this. They say, sometimes they come to us and say, we want you to install Boost for us. Yeah, but in this case, you know, Boost may not help you because the site is basically for, you know, the audience is all logged in. It wouldn't help, you know, for if it's an intranet site for a corporation, for example. So we have to go in deeper and see where the problems are and then implement caching on a different layer, for example, at the query level or at the views level or the quick tabs level or whatever it is. So we try to blog about most of these things, but please don't take the articles as a prescription. These articles are problems that we found and here is the solution, but you may not have that problem, so don't jump to a solution there.
And so being part of the Drupal.org infrastructure team, and obviously the Drupal.org has gone through a number of, you know, rapid growth cycles on its own. So what type of lessons have you learned in terms of like scaling out a site by being involved with that?
I haven't done much lately with the infrastructure in Drupal.org, but of course I'm following what is being done. And initially we tried with fast CGI versus ModPHP, and then we went back to ModPHP. That was one thing. APC made a big difference early on, and then we started doing master slave and reading the queries of the slave, and then Varnish came into the play, and it is caching lots of static files. Sadly, Drupal does not cache the HTML without a patch, and the patch is basically, it's in the queue somewhere that basically you have to go and put the correct header caches, and if you have the header caches, then it will cache that. So while I can't claim credit for, you know, Narayan Newton, David Strauss, and the rest of the team and have done a great job there, we haven't done lately on Drupal.org. But Drupal.org has its own set of challenges, which is basically that most of the people are logged in and always creating, you know, issues and commenting on issues and all that. So it's a different set of issues than a site with, you know, for anonymous users, for example, would be. And that's why you have to define the problem domain before you have a questionnaire for the client and ask them, you know, what is your site? You know, does it have logged in users more than anonymous users? You know, do you have peaks through seasons or through days of week or whatever? And then based on that, you recommend the solution.
And finally, maybe you could talk about, you know, what you see on the horizon, either with like Drupal 7 or other sort of strategies that are out there that are, you know, helping solve some big unanswered questions that might be out there.
Yeah, with Drupal 7, there were lots of optimizations that gone through. The one person I would credit with is Catch, Nathaniel Catchpole. He's basically, he has an obsession with performance-related patches, and many of his patches got in. One patch that we have to push through is the fast 404 thing. I think Dries is about to, he asked for approvals from certain people, Moshe and Catch, and they both said, okay, we're okay with this patch. And that patch, for example, would prevent Drupal from handling the 404s for static files. I mean, we found that this is a big performance drain on websites, so this is a good thing that we have going. But this is not the only thing. There is a lot of static. Drupal 7 has its own static cache API, if you will. So there is a centralized function that handles all the static caches for the entire stack. We also have the header issue with caches now is, I think, pluggable. So even though we don't have a solution in core, there is nothing preventing a contrib module from implementing its own custom headers. So Varnish and Squid and all those proxy, you know, reverse caching proxy thing would be happy with that.
Okay, well, great. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Kent.